development, the National Assembly Majority Leader Kamani Achungwa and his Senate counterpart Aaron Cheruiyot continued to defend the decision by a majority of parliamentarians to support the Finance Bill 2024, saying the bill is good for the country's development. Speaking at Neragi Enkare Redeemed Gospel Church in Narok East, where he attended a church fundraiser Sunday, Achungwa applauded all the members of parliament, MP, who voted yes for the bill to move to the next reading. Achungwa said the government will use the bill to get funds for development, adding, "All these monies that will be used for development comes from this finance bill, money for bursaries, school feeding program, power connectivity, construction of roads, social health care and provision of water among other needs," said Achungwa. Mr. Kamani Achungwa together with worshippers. He said that the finance bill 2024 will encourage local manufacturing and help the young unemployed Kenyans to get jobs. Other leaders present were Area MP, Ken Aramat, Narok West MP, Gabriel Tongoyo, former Narok Governor, Samuel Tunai and local MCAs. Senator Cheruiyot assured young Kenyans dubbed the Gen Z that Kenya is a democratic country and their voices will be heard. Cheruiyot, however, called on those misleading other Kenyans on the finance bill to stop the disinformation, maintaining the bill had good things for the development of the country. Tongoyo, who is also the chair of the National Security Committee in the National Assembly, echoed similar sentiments, claiming the finance bill would help the government collect more revenue to finance her budget. "We cannot keep borrowing to finance our budget, we must raise our own revenue and finance our budget," stressed Tongoyo. He said the government has just read a budget of ₱3.9 trillion and the finance bill had to be introduced in the National Assembly in order to finance the same. Tongoyo said the budget will see employment of the 46,000 junior secondary school intern teachers, of which a majority were from the Gen Z group. The host MP Ken Aramat also said that he supported the finance bill because it addressed many issues on development, giving an example of two ongoing constructions of Suswa and Intalele modern markets. "I voted yes to the finance bill because all the centers in Narok East need to have standard and modern markets. Also, Narok East needs to have tarmac roads, and it has been included in this bill," added Aramat. Aramat said that the budget for the National Government Constituencies Development Fund has also been increased by an extra ₱30 million in the 2024-2025 budget.